This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I like to believe I've been well-educated in being stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Whether you like it or not, there's a new sheriff in town. He is taking he's taking names. He's not taking prisoners. And he's cranking through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen up. And I don't have a problem with this. He has hit the ground running. In 12 days, he's made the Democrats, the far-left Dems, he's made them insane. I mean, seriously, like, do you remember the scene, what was it, Home Alone? When that kid's running up and down the hallway, he's like, that's them. That's the Dems. They don't know what to do with themselves. Now, I'm not gloating in this, because I don't mean it that way, but just the mere fact that they're afraid, that they're freaking out, tells you they don't understand what's going on. You know, the first hour is going to be a smorgasbord of information. Then Evan Sayet's going to join me in the third hour. That's her buddy. And he's got some stuff to say. We're going to talk about his book, Kindergarten of Eden. Yeah, Kindergarten of Eden. That's what it sounds like, right? How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And I always tease him going, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? But I love the fact of what's going on right now. So right now, or actually, I should say today, guess what Donald Trump is doing? He's doing something that Obama didn't see a need to do. So President Trump called the family of the fallen soldier the other day, the fallen naval soldier, whatever you want to call him, I don't even know. And, you know, to give him his condolences and how bad he felt for their loss. And you know what he did today? He got on a helicopter. Right? This was a Navy SEAL that was lost, in case you don't know. This was a Navy SEAL that was killed over in a weekend raid in Yemen. That yielded us all kinds of information, by the way. Okay? His name, I don't want to say the soldier. Chief Special Warfare Operator William Ryan Owens, a 36-year-old from Peoria, Illinois, was the first known U.S. combat casualty since Trump took office less than 2 weeks ago. An 8-year-old American girl was among 30 others killed in the operation on the Al-Qaeda compound, and three other U.S. service members were wounded. Trump's trip to Delaware's Dover Air Base was shrouded in secrecy. President and his daughter, Ivanka, departed the White House in the presidential helicopter with their destination unannounced. A small group of journalists traveled with Trump on the condition that the visit was not reported until his arrival. Wow, you mean they didn't play it all up? They didn't say he was coming? Come on, really? Isn't that, wouldn't they do all the fanfare and everything else under the old regime? Marine One landed at Dover shortly before a C-17 believed to be carrying Owens remained touchdown. The president was expected to meet with Owens' family, which requested that the visit and the dignified transfer of the Navy SEAL's remains be private. President Barack Obama lifted a ban on media coverage of the dignified transfers, though families may still request privacy. A spokeswoman at the Dover said about half of the families choose to allow media coverage. Owens joined the Navy in 1998, was the recipient of 2 Bronze Stars. What a real hero. Right? Fighting for our freedom. Now, there is a human cost. I get, you know what, I'm not reveling in the fact that Trump went and visited, you know, called the family, went and said, look, even when the guy dies, look what he does. Now, the reveling is the honor that Trump is giving that family. Okay? The honor that he's giving that young man that gave his life. Yeah, young man. Did we see this with the Obama administration? Did we see this kind of thing with President Obama? I just want to know. I mean, I know he called the parents of the thugs that were killed by police for trying, you know, in the commission of their crimes. I don't know why he felt the need to do that. Right? Trump went to Dover. He's reshaping the military. He's reshaping the way the military is going to work. And he's going to listen to his military men as to how to handle this. You know, a community organizer has no clue on how to defeat the Taliban, no matter what he'd like to believe that he knows. Right? It's just nuts. Now, you know, some people, some of the articles are reading, well, Trump, who never served in the armed services, received student and medical deferments during the Vietnam War, had an uneven relationship with the military community during the presidential campaign. Why even bring that up? You know, close to 70% of military personnel voted for Trump. So he may have had an uneven relationship with the military, but apparently by the rank and file, he was fine. Right? You know, and again, I love these stories who have to take away. They got to take away from the core of what's happening. Just the simple fact. I'm sorry. I'm going to give him a lot of kudos for this. Just the simple fact that he was that he, you know, got off the golf course that he was never on. Right? That he wasn't, what do they call that, March Madness? He wasn't filling out his March Madness forms. The fact that he was willing to go out there, meet the family, call the family, show how he felt. I think that's a big deal. I feel like it's a big deal. I don't know how you guys feel. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up. Evan State will be on with us tonight. CEO of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, will talk to us about, look, I know you guys don't like that stuff, but you need to deal with it because you've got to figure out what to do about health care. It may be a mess for a while. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That's right. Heard some people talking. We heard a lot of people talking. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You'll sit on the real side. Welcome back. Appreciate the time you're spending with me and you're hanging out with me. And ex-oil executive Rex Tillerson was confirmed today as Secretary of State. That's right, Secretary of State. That's right. Well, I mean, and you know the lefties are going crazy, right? Their eyeballs popping out of their heads. And, you know, think about this. But I tell you what I'm loving. I tell you what I love more than anything. We're becoming like the British Parliament here. We're yelling at each other in these meetings. Dude, if you guys haven't figured this out yet, I am not for decorum. I could care less about decorum. Okay? I want the job done. I don't care what you look like to get the job. Tell you a quick story. Years ago, when I was in the computer business, I was in it for a long time. And I had one attorney who really liked me. You know, he thought I was a nice guy. He liked my company. He liked how we treated him. He said, but look, I can't have you coming in here anymore without suits on. You got to have suits on. You got to look good when you come in here and work. It's a professional organization. I said, but that doesn't change the work. He said, yeah, you got to look good, though. All right, I get it. I got it. So I went and bought a couple suits. And my guys could buy a couple suits. And when he got his first bill, he said, what the heck is this? I said, dude, I got to buy suits. I got to buy suits. They're not cheap. I got to clean the suits for the guys because you as an attorney know here in California, if you tell people they have to wear something, then you either have to supply it or you have to clean it, one of the two. I ain't paying for it. You are. He was not happy about that. He kept us because he liked us. We did good work. But it's funny to watch them freak. You know, it's you know, I don't care about the quorum. I don't care how somebody looks. Can you get the job done? I don't care. You know, I always love when Al Sharpton says, there ain't enough black people. There ain't enough African Americans on the boards of the big companies across this country. Let me tell you what, Al, like you, those companies, they only care about one thing. There's only one color they're impressed by. That's green. And if you're not looking at the green cash and you look on the spreadsheet, they only care about black. They don't want to see any red. So, you know, really, you know, you look at this, and this it's just going to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is we keep doing what we're doing. We keep pushing back the way we're pushing back. Rex Tillerson confirmed to Secretary of State it's going to bring a whole different flavor. Now you've got a businessman who knows how to negotiate, who knows how to push back. That's going to be working with Iran, Russia. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, yeah, they're friends. I don't care if they're friends. Sometimes it takes a bit of a relationship to get in there. Somebody needs to know you and know that you're not jerking around and that you're going to nail them. You know what I'm saying? Secretary Advisor Flynn, see, I mean, I love these guys coming out. We're going to do this. I still haven't figured out why Trump, people are so upset with Trump. He's doing what he said he was going to do. What's the difference? Security Advisor Flynn says that Iran, or says Iran, put him on notice after the missile test, right? National Security Advisor Mike Flynn said Wednesday the Trump administration is putting Iran on notice after it tested a ballistic missile and Tehran-backed militants attacked a Saudi naval vessel. We're not, see, this is what we should have been doing for 8 years, and we wouldn't have had to spend all the money, and we wouldn't have these guys that are dying all over the place because they would have knew we were serious. The implications of warning are unclear, but Flynn pointedly criticized the Obama administration for failing to respond adequately to Iran's provocation. They do it all the time. They're constantly in the provocating and provoking us mode. And we need to react. You know, I love all this stuff. Oh, my God, the Geneva Convention, this, the Geneva Convention, that. All of a sudden, the Dems care about the Geneva Convention. They didn't care when Iran had our soldiers on their knees, hands over the head, videotaping them like they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to take those pictures. They're not supposed to videotape those guys. It's against the Geneva Convention. Apparently, we haven't written, I don't even know what, we haven't written it in the Iranian language yet, so they don't know what it means. He seemed to be referencing the Iranian deal, nuclear deal, saying the regime is now feeling emboldened instead of being thankful to the U.S. for various agreements. As of today, we're officially putting Iran on notice, Flynn said, speaking to reporters in the White House briefing room. We're also going to issue them a written statement. Flynn blasted Iran's destabilizing behavior, saying the recent missile launch defied a U.N. Security Council resolution. Obama administration failed to respond adequately to Tehran's malign actions, including weapons transfer, support for terrorism, and other violations of international norms. Flynn said the Trump administration condemns the actions by Iran. It undermines security in that area, prosperity and stability throughout the whole Middle East, and it places American lives at risk. Gotta love this guy. No, really, I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, did you remember what happened when Ronald Reagan took office? Now, I know a lot of people on the left love to talk about how he screwed everything up, because that's just how they see things. He's a Republican, he screwed it up. A defense official said this week, see, by the way, I'm going to go sideways for you for 1 second. I got an idea last night while I was listening to the news. You know how the Dems don't show up? If one Dem doesn't show up, then the committee, one Dem has to be there. The committee can't go on. Here's what I think should happen. I think we should find a solid Republican in the Senate. Have him or her switch to a Dem. Have him register as a Dem for a while. And then they could show up at every meeting and vote along with us. It's no different than Bernie Sanders. He's a registered independent, right? But he always votes with the Dem. He caucuses with the Dems. He does what the Dems want him to do for the most part. Why don't we do the same thing? That way there you'd have the law fulfilled. We'd have a guy sitting there. And then when all this crap is done and over with and everybody's in office, then he re-registers as a Republican. I'm good with that. They should have me as a strategist. Seriously. A defense official said this week that the missile test ended with a failed re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. The attack on the Saudi vessel, meanwhile, was carried out by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels out in the Red Sea. The two Saudi sailors were killed and three were wounded. So, you know, here they are attacking their own people. The Saudis are going to get irritated with it. And they're going to ask us to step in big time. You watch. And I would say, you know, go in there with battleships. Blow them out of the water. You know, because you if you ever heard the Iranians speak, it's always the same thing. Our Navy's the biggest. Our Navy's the greatest. But they sound like Donald Trump in Iranian form, don't they? In an audio heard on a video attack, which I don't get at all, a voice narrating the attack shouts in Arabic, Allahu Akbar, you know, God is great, death to America, death to Israel, a curse on the Jews, and a victory for Islam. Now, how that happens, how they scream that when they're blowing up Saudi, Saudi nationals is beyond me. The U.S. defense analysis believe that those behind the attack either thought the bomber was striking an American warship, or that this was a dress rehearsal similar to the attack on the USS Cole. So think about that. They're practicing. I read you the report the other night, the FBI report. Right? They're practicing. They could care less, my friends. They could care less about what we believe, what we want, what we believe. That paper that Obama signed with them means absolutely nothing to them. It's nothing more than American toilet paper for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. Hey, we got Evan Saia coming up later on. We got a lot happening tonight. Don't miss it.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to turn it down because I like the music. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me a picture. It's Ivanka Trump and President Donald, heading to the helicopter Air Force One to go out and meet those, Marine One, I'm sorry. Going out to meet the family of the Marine that fell, the Marine that was killed in protecting our freedom. So I always get it never keeps me from choking up. These are young people. They're out there protecting your right and my right to do what we do, to protecting those morons' rights that are protesting in the street. And I say morons because it's not like they're out there like during the Vietnam War where there was an actual cause. There was an ending to it. They knew what they wanted. These people are just, these little brats are just protesting the fact that their guy didn't win. Nobody can feel good about that. I'm sorry. There's no upside to that kind of attitude. And here's what they're protecting. Look at, I'm going to play you two clips. And the reason I'm playing these particular two clips is the bigger picture is totally ignored by these people. I'm always amazed at this. And it's not a matter of, look, I don't hate Muslims. I don't want all Muslims banned, okay? I have Muslim friends that love this country. For some of you, you can say, well, Joe, you haven't read the Quran. You don't know. Yeah, actually, I have. I went through a 26-week course on the Quran, okay? And not because I was going to convert, because I wanted to know. I hate when people say they know, they did, this people do this, and they haven't studied it, or they don't know it, or they don't understand it, your comments have zero weight. You have to have a clue. Okay? And again, I'm not pounding on my Catholic friends, but you know, you've got good Catholics that go to church twice a year, couldn't find a book of the Bible to save their lives. You've got good Christians that go to church on Sunday, they couldn't find a book of the Bible to save their lives if they didn't have it on electronically on their phone. Okay? They're only by label. I know Muslims that haven't been to a mosque in years. But they grew up in it, and that's what they are. That's what they believe themselves to be. And then you got the nut jobs. Because the nut jobs in every group. We seem to have a couple more in the Muslim compound, if you would, than in others. But people miss the bigger picture. It's almost like they're, It's almost like when they're talking, it's not that they're afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. They're just afraid, period. Take a listen to this. This is, I can't remember this guy's name. Nigel, what's his name? From Farage, that's it. Nigel Farage. And he's from England. He's actually on a show similar to The View in England. And you listen to the woman. She's not interested in what he has to say. Kind of take a listen. Let's see if I can get this thing to work. Hello? Don't you love it when this happens? So like I was saying, should I sing while I'm waiting for this to happen? God, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let me see if I can get this up. You know, live radio is great, isn't it? This is what happens all the time. Oh, here he goes. All right. Bang. Come on. Waiting for you.
Trump, we're being inconsistent. Why aren't we protesting about Saudi Arabia? Why is it always anti-Trump? We're being inconsistent.
Nigel, one thing that really worries me, I mean, look at me. I'm brown. I've got Muslim heritage. I'm British born. What really upsets me is when we talk about Muslims, the word terrorist comes straight together. And we as Muslims have a problem, like the rest of the world, with terrorism.
But you don't speak out about it. When a Christian nut job blows up a Planned Parenthood, shoots things up, you got guys like me and Christian radio hosts all across the country saying, "Yo, that's not my God. That's not what we would do. The guy was sick." We'll speak out against it. And don't send me one link. Send me 50. Okay? Where's the Muslim community? CARE doesn't do it. The only time CARE comes at a microphone is when they feel like they're being persecuted. They never come out and say, "Look, I apologize that this guy thought he was doing the will of Allah, but he wasn't. That's not our God. That's not what we believe." But they don't do that. This is why they have a problem. This is why they're afraid. It's not because of anything we're doing directly to them. It's the way they're handling the issues.
Okay, but what I'm really frightened about is that there was a guy in Canada who is, suspected fan of Donald Trump and Marie Le Pen. And, you know, he was a nationalist and he listened to all this ideology and he went and bombed a mosque. Now, there may be people here that are listening to you.
He shot six people.
There may be people listening to you today who are got, right-wing views, who just go, "Yeah, actually, Nigel's really right, whatever." And then I might get attacked.
No,
hold on a minute. Let me just finish. And I've got a child at school who's coming home.
See what she did there? She might get attacked. Now, if you go look at Germany and you go look at some of these other places, who was being attacked? Right? The non-Muslims are being attacked by the Muslims. The Germans have gotten to the point where they've actually even said, "Hey, ladies, if you go out at night, don't go out alone. Go out in groups." Okay, that makes sense, right? In certain cities that might have issues. And make sure that you wear a hijab. How insulting is that? Germany, a free country, supposedly. You're telling Christian ladies that are walking around that they have to wear hijabs so they don't tee off the Muslims? How is that fair? How is that? If you can't protect them, if you can't protect them from the refugees, then maybe you need to stop letting them in. Maybe you need to tell them, "Look, we catch you doing something wrong, or it smells like you're doing something wrong, you're on a plane back to wherever. We'll drop you we'll drop you via parachute into Syria." Maybe that's what it needs to be. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but here's the answer. When you know, right, when these groups are coming in and it is now the norm, these rape gangs and what's going on in some of these other countries where they're ripping up streets, ripping up stores, ripping up police vehicles and what have you. When that's happening on a large scale, it's time to step back and go, "Oh, wait a minute. Let's relook at this." So let's hear more of what she has to say.
Going, "Mom, why don't people like Muslims in this country?
Yeah, let's just keep talking over him. Don't give him a chance to respond. Just keep telling him how he's wrong, because that always works.
How would you feel if somebody in your name went and carried out an attack on a Muslim person because of what you'd said and how they've interpreted what you'd said?
I could throw that back at you.
No, listen, she's not going to accept this. It's true, and it's real. She's not interested. Take a listen.
You,
how
I
would
say,
you feel?
How would you feel if people, if Muslims, listening to an extremist preacher, planted a bomb on the London Tube? How would you feel?
Well, I'm asked that question all the time, and I disagree with them, and I say it's wrong.
I have never, ever said anything against the religion of Islam. Far from it. I've got friends living in this country who are Muslims who hate what's going on because they feel themselves.
But you see,
they're being looked at in a different way. The war here we're fighting.
Well, should
is
I tell
on.
My child who's coming home and saying, yeah. Mum, why do people in this country, why don't they like Muslims?
Because they're scared. But they're not getting that from us. We have only ever.
So Muslims aren't scared.
I think Muslims are more scared than the rest of the population because it's their lives that are being directly affected. You've made the point about your child, which is why the more we control our borders, the tougher we are on terrorism, the better harmony between all of us is going to be.
Amen. I'm going to stop there because the ladies get really stupid. Okay, but I've had it with this stuff. Like, we're not supposed to protect ourselves. We're not supposed to call things out as we should. And really, the issue here is if you would scream louder, if you would talk out more, Muslims as a whole, against what these people are doing in the name of Allah, don't expect us just to know. That's not right. It's not fair. When we come back, I'm going to play another clip. It's a CNN clip. It's one of our favorite guys. I can't think of the, can't remember this guy's name, but he is an animal. He is just an animal. He's a Muslim leader. I think Sean Hannity won't even have him on anymore. And he says point blank. In the interview, he says he is in contact with people in America, and he's known for this kind of thing. He's contact with people in America. Sharia law needs to be everywhere. Every place a Muslim foot touch, Sharia law needs to be. Americans will come in line with Sharia law. I mean, you should hear the guy. If I said that about Jesus Christ, they would be having a fit. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I think, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I'm very appreciative of the time that you spend with me. I'm very appreciative of the time you spend listening, paying attention, and helping me out. You know, when you make comments and stuff like that, you can find us up on Facebook. You know, there's a live feed there. You can watch live, listen live. You can do all kinds of stuff there. You can get involved in the conversation. Hey, head up to my website or to Amazon.com. If you buy it from my website, I'll sign it for you. If you buy it from Amazon, you're on your own. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's my latest book. All those things that you're not allowed to talk about. All those things that you're... it's just amazing. No, seriously. All those things that you've been taught to hate, you're going to hear right from my mouth. You're going to hear me talk about it. You're going to hear me say it. And we're going to deal with them. So there's a radical cleric. He's been on Hannity's show. I just can't remember the guy's name. As time goes on, I will. Because it always happens. Right in the middle of the interview, I'll remember the name. And he's being interviewed by a CNN reporter who can't believe her ears. Like, this is the first time she's heard it. Right? This guy talks about how everything belongs to, every place their feet touch belongs to Muslims. And they will take it. They will take it by force if they need to. But it will be theirs to the glory of Allah, they say. Okay? Now, Christians believe that everything belongs to God. This whole planet, the universe, the air, your body, everything belongs to our God. Everything. He owns it all. Every blade of grass on every mountain and every square inch of terra firma. But we're not taught to take it. We're not taught to take it by force. Our Bible says you work for it. You buy it. You own it that way. That's how you do it. You don't take it. So let's take a listen to this guy. This, and you want to know why Americans and others are afraid. How many pieces have been written against this guy by your average Muslims? How many of your average Muslims, your Democrat Muslims, have come out and said, this guy doesn't represent my religion at all?
I have a question for you. If I understood you correctly, you said a bit ago that you support any Muslim doing the work of a Muslim. Can you describe exactly what you mean by the work of a Muslim?
Are you serious? Okay.
Muslim?
Yes, I believe that Islam is submission, and that applies to every aspect of our life, whether in our relationship with our families, our relationship with the society.
He's Imam Anjem Chowdhury, okay? And this is the guy, the voice should be very familiar to you. But he is very sure that everything, did you hear what he said? Islam is submission. Well, why submit if you're going to take my head off anyway? Why not go out fighting?
Even the way that we address people and invite them to Islam. Jihad is not something which, you know, the Muslims are permanently engaged in. But there is jihad to liberate Muslim land, which is an obligation for the Muslims to support verbally, financially and physically to liberate and to defend our life and our property. And of course, this is something, you know, the Muslims around the world, I don't think will differ with. They may say one thing to you in front of CNN, but I can assure you behind your backs, in every masjid, in every community center, they are standing with their Muslim brothers and sisters saying,
see that? See what he just said there? In front of your face, they're lying to you. When they're standing there looking right at you, they're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you whatever they need to tell you. But behind your back, they're with me.
We help the Americans and Britain.
See, and this is where the average Muslim needs to come out and say, I don't know that guy. I don't care to know that guy. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Are pushed out of our countries and we can implement the Sharia. So this is an Islamic obligation for us to support our brothers around the world. Our land is one, our war is one, our peace is one, our honor is one. But we don't need to be in a constant state of this flux of, you know, a cycle of violence. I think that we can have a decent relationship. You withdraw your troops, stop supporting the pirate state of Israel, and then perhaps we can have a dialogue and discussion. These warnings are there in the statements of Sheikh Osama bin Laden, Sheikh Amin al-Zawahiri, you know, Adam Ghaddan. You know, why is the American establishment not taking heed? I think that is the real question.
But you also want to impose Sharia law where you live. Does that mean that, does the work of a Muslim mean imposing Sharia law on everyone who is not a Muslim, including Americans?
Look, the Sharia law is the divine law sent by God to the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is justice for mankind. It will take mankind out of the shackles of man-made law into the perfection and beauty of divine law. So, of course, I want that. I want that everywhere. I want to share that with you. Surely, it's a very noble thing to invite.
It's a noble thing to make sure to force you. See, Christianity, even God says, "Hey, those 10 laws I gave you, man can't adhere to them. Let me cut it down to 2. Maybe these 2 will help." And then when we really couldn't wrap our arms around those 2, there's forgiveness there. You don't have, we don't lose our heads. We don't cut off our hands. And some of you are going to write me emails quoting the Old Testament. You really don't understand Christianity. So don't waste the atoms.
Someone to a superior way of life. You know, if I believe that people are being oppressed, why should I not invite them to come out of that oppression? I believe that the Americans, the British, and indeed most of the world have been living in the darkness of the hegemony and the exploitation of man-made law for many, many decades. But, you know, when we open the door, when we shine the light, people don't like the light. But, you know, I think you'll find that when people actually have a look at Islam, when they look at the Sharia, they will see that it in fact has a solution for every single problem that is facing America and Britain nowadays. You know, from,
you know, hey, well, listen, now can you imagine if I'm sitting there with a reporter and I said, hey, you know, you really should turn to the Bible. You really should turn to Jesus Christ because, you know, the Bible has every answer for every aspect of life. It doesn't leave you high and dry. It gives you hope. It gives you love. It gives you peace. Tells you how to run your family. Okay, lays out how to run your business, how to be good to other people, how to make your community better. See, it has all these things for you, and you really should turn to it. Because if you don't, We're going to have to get forceful and violent.
The inflation to the credit crunch,
Mr. Chowdhury,
to the exploitation.
Mr. Chowdhury, are you communicating with individuals in the United States and encouraging them to participate in attacks of this sort?
Of course I am. You know, I am a participant.
Did you hear that? He just admitted to a felony. He just admitted that he was speaking with people in America on attacking America.
In communication with people all around the world. As you know, the internet makes the world a very small place. You know, we have a lot of support, in fact, post-Wharton Bassett from people as far as afield as Indonesia, from
Mr.
India.
Mr. Chowdhury, based yes. upon your answer, I believe, and I'm sure many prosecutors will listen to your answer, you have violated U.S. law. You deserve to be arrested, prosecuted, jailed for the rest of your life. That is what you, sir, deserve.
I would say to you, well, you can use as much pejorative as you wish, my invitation is a peaceful one to people to embrace Islam and to warn them, obviously, of the consequences of occupying Muslim land. I think that's a very decent thing.
Yeah, the problem here is his view of what Muslim land is and ours is quite different. They take it. We don't.
If we said to you, look, there's not going to be any consequence by people attacking Muslims, then
I love these guys. These are perfect. But you won't see any. I posted it up on the website. You will never see anybody come out on that. Never. Okay? And talk about how off this guy. I want Muslims. See, this is, and it's not just me. I think this would give a lot of people, make them feel better, if you would. We want people to come out and say, hey, Muslims to come out and say, that guy doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent us. All right? He doesn't represent my God, our God, whatever. I know, I have to calm down sometimes. You know? Seriously. Man, we did a show last night on CalExit. And I have been saying, I want them to leave. Okay? I want them gone. I want them out of here. And the reason I say that is because we're so whacked here. We have so many issues and so many things that are going on here that I don't think it can be fixed without a purge. Now, I got some emails and I got some letters from people. From, you know, yesterday to today. And you know, they have a real love for the state. I get it. I didn't grow up here. I've been here almost 30 years, but I didn't grow up here. Oh, God, I'm old. But I didn't grow up here. And one person writes me, Amanda writes me, and she says, over the past couple of weeks, we've noticed an alarming trend in the issue of surrounding CalExit. Not everyone is being fully representative. Patriotic Californians and those who are loyal to America are not being heard or even considered. The media has done a great job of giving those who would see California destroyed a voice, but not to those who would fight with their lives to defend her. America also needs to be made aware that California is first and foremost not an all-liberal state. No, we're not an all-liberal state. But liberals run the state. So many Americans are unaware of the fact, and second, the patriotic Californians exist. We are here. We will no longer sit back quietly and allow anti-American groups, such as Yes California and the California National Party, to spread their hate-filled anti-American poison. We need help being heard over the noise coming from unpatriotic Californians. I will try to get that person on. I will try to speak with that person, but I got to tell you, that the, you know, you look at that and you say, that's great. Not to be rude. How many are you? And what are you willing to give up? How much are you willing to fight? No joke, seriously. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm serious. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, top of the hour. Time for you to go to the bathroom, get your coffee, get whatever you got to get. Come on back. I don't want you to miss any of this.